You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Julie Williamson, PhD, the Chief Growth Enabler of Karakens Group, responsible for strategy and research. She is a leading voice in how organizations create sustainable growth by linking communication, design, strategy, sales, marketing, and service. Julie is co-author of Matter, Move Beyond the Competition, Create More Value, and Become the Obvious Choice. Dr. Williamson, certainly looking forward to hearing from you, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Great. Thanks, Eric. I'm so glad to be here.
Yes, nice to have you out, and thanks for your time. So for starters, tell us a little bit more about your work and what you do for companies at Karakens Group.
Sure. One of the things that we, my colleague Peter Sheehan and I, he's my co-author on Matter, really believe in is that we are in such a wonderful opportunity right now to be able to grow businesses that really matter to their communities, to their employees, to their customers, and to their investors. And that's what we focus on at Karakens Group, and that's a lot of what we have as well in Matter.
And what inspired and informed the content of Matter?
I think for both Peter and myself, we were really inspired by especially a lot of the entrepreneurs that we've had the opportunity to work with, people who are out there with a vision of something that they can do that will add value and that will make a difference, and people who just have that natural enthusiasm for wanting to really grow it. And we wanted to try and document some of the ways that we've seen both big companies and small companies thrive as they create more value for, again, their customers as well as other stakeholders that are in their sort of sphere of influence.
Dr. Williamson, what would you say is unique about this book compared to other business books out there in the market?
I think that part of what we've tried to do with Matter is we've tried to create both a roadmap for people to follow as well as offer a lot of very different kinds of case studies. So you'll read about companies as big as Adobe or De Beers and as small as a Midwestern plumbing company or a small credit union up in Canada. So we've tried to cover that spectrum while also providing some very specific steps that people can take in more of a roadmap for themselves.
Also, if you would, tell us more about the research and how it was conducted. What were some of the most significant trends observed within your research?
Sure. You know, we had the opportunity to interview and engage with about 30 different companies in total at some degree of depth. And then at the same time, Peter and I were pulling from our experiences with hundreds of companies that we've interacted with over the years to bring this all together. And I think for us, something that really popped out that we often just either lose sight of or maybe start to take for granted, especially if we're really in that entrepreneurial mindset and trying to grow very quickly, is we can forget how important it is to be optimistic about what we're doing and about our ability to create value and to make a difference. And one of the most consistent things that we saw in companies that were either trying to transform and really become something different or trying to grow something new is you have to find ways and do it with a lot of intention to hold on to that sense of optimism that got you started on this path in the first place. And I think sometimes we have to take a step back and just reconnect with that with a lot of intention, because it is easy to get a little bit overwhelmed in the day-to-day of the work that we do.
And that is for sure. Now, how does Matter help readers respond to changes and disruption in their industry?
You know, one of the things that we tried to do in Matter was create a sense of energy and purpose around three very specific ideas or things to do. One is making sure that you're always elevating your perspective. The second is making sure that you're always elevating your relationships. And the third is really focusing on elevating your impact. And I think that, again, we start off often on projects or on transformations or on launching something, and we can lose sight of how important those three things are: perspectives, relationships, and impact, as kind of guiding principles for how we need to approach the change that we're going through or the transformation that we're undertaking. So we really encourage people in Matter to be thinking about every day, am I really getting a broad perspective, or have I gotten kind of locked into my day-to-day? Am I building the relationships or nurturing the relationships that I need? It's amazing to me how often we talk to people who haven't met anybody new in months, right, or maybe even years, and yet they're trying to go through a significant change or transformation. It's a great time to bring new people into your world. And then also really thinking about that idea of impact and how do you, as you change or transform, make sure that you're also attending to elevating your impact on the people who are most important to you.
Today, we are joined by Dr. Julie Williamson, PhD, Chief Growth Enabler of Karikens Group, responsible for strategy and research. She's also the co-author of Matter, Move Beyond the Competition, Create More Value, and Become the Obvious Choice, here on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the Author Channel, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So what are some ways you can handle the digital disruption and prepare for future growth?
Yeah, you know, I think digital disruption is so impactful to every single industry that we are working with today. Anybody who thinks in the first place that they're not going to be impacted by digital disruption, I think first and foremost, take a step back and do a reality check, because it is coming everywhere and it happens very quickly. It happens like a wave. So I think one thing to do to prepare is to make sure that you understand what's happening relative to digital disruption in your space. And that might be something that's happening directly to your business or to your product or service, or it may be something that's happening by extension with the people who buy your products or services. And, you know, I think we all know the classic example of Kodak. They saw themselves as being a really strong brand, which they were. Their customers loved their brand, loved their products, loved their services. They were just also going off and learning new and different ways to share their memories. And, you know, none of us, I think, want to be caught in that kind of blind spot. So, again, I go back to that idea of elevating your perspective, making sure that you're thinking about not just what's disrupting you directly, but also what's disrupting the way that your customers are receiving the value that you currently provide is really, really important when it comes to meeting that digital disruption head on.
Also, how do you manage risk associated with driving innovation?
I think that innovation is inherently risky, and part of what you have to do is make sure that you're ready and willing to take the necessary risks. We actually see that as an inhibitor to innovation often, is that truly the organization or the people aren't quite ready to take the requisite risk. And then there's the second part of that, which is how do you control for the risk, or how do you manage it effectively? And I think that's about iterating and being a little bit more transparent maybe than people have been accustomed to in the past, and being able to respond very quickly as you go through an innovation cycle, or as you're exploring something, that you're getting input from a lot of different people, that you're seeing how whatever it is that you're working on lands with different kinds of audiences, and that you're adapting and adjusting quickly rather than going off into a black box somewhere and inventing something, innovating, and then coming back out to the world and saying, ta-da, here it is. That just doesn't really work in today's fast-paced environment.
Now, value is a popular buzzword these days. What is your definition of value?
Sure. We really define value as being something, well, there's an intersection, right? It's of value, obviously, if people are willing to pay for it, but also if it creates a better environment within which people can either deliver or experience or acquire or use your product or service. So you really want to, I think, create value, meaning have that positive impact, as well as have something that people are willing to to pay for. It goes beyond that. I think for us, value goes beyond that commercial transaction. And it says, are you really doing something that is good for the community, that it's good for your employees, that it's good for your investors and your customers collectively, and it's not just about are people willing to pay a premium price for it.
Great feedback and good point there. Now, in this low-cost world, how do you compete on value instead of price?
Yeah, cost and commoditization happens so quickly in so many industries today. Like, it can really catch people off guard. And that's why it's so important to always have those elevated perspectives that I talked about earlier. But I do think that one of the things we have to really embrace is learning how to message our value. So you can't just say to people, well, you should pay me more because I have a better brand, right? Which is sort of where I think some companies maybe over-oscillate. You have to really be able to demonstrate your commitment to and that you're going to be there kind of for the long haul, creating new forms of value for people. So when you get into that death spiral of cost commoditization and downward pricing, it's the time to step up and say, first of all, how do I create maybe a different source of value that I can message and differentiate on? And second, how do I tell my story as well as possible? How do I tell people why it's important the way that we're doing work, or not just what we're doing, but how we're doing it, and why that might mean that this particular product or service is worth more to a consumer or another business who would be buying it? So I think we have to get really good at telling the story, and we have to be really attentive to when we're starting to compete on price, how do we pull out of that and start to tell the story differently?
Good stuff right there. Also, describe the edge of disruption as defined in Matter, and how does the edge of disruption relate to value creation?
Yeah, the edge of disruption is one of my favorite concepts from Matter. And when we were going through all of our data and all of our research and the conversations that we had with people, we came across this idea that we labeled as the edge of disruption. And it's really that space where, if you can imagine standing on the edge of something, literally, you know, kind of teetering there and saying, do I want to take this big, bold step off this edge? And it's that space where you have all of the strengths and competencies and history that you've developed. So you know what you do really well, and you have kind of that optimism about being able to move forward that pushes you to take that step and to step into the unknown with all of the strength that you've developed over the years. So it's not about just haphazardly jumping into the next fad or a disruption that's happening out there. It's having a lot of intention and courage to stand on the edge of the disruption, that space where things feel a little bit uneasy, but you know you've got the strength to do it, and being able to step in that direction and handle disruption from a position of strength rather than either haphazardly or moving too far out into disruption and ending up just sort of chasing shiny balls. So we like that idea of standing on the edge and the tension that it creates of, you don't want to step too far backwards into your strengths because then you're not authentically engaging the disruption. And you don't want to go too far forward because then you might be either heading in the wrong direction or out in front of where you want to be. So how do you find that edge and stand there really confidently with a degree of optimism and courage?
And lastly, define answer the call as it is also referenced in the book.
Yeah, I think that this idea of any business owner or participant in a business enterprise being willing to do what Peter and I call answering the call is really important. And it is about that extra value that we're always looking to provide. It's how do you step up and solve the problems that are most important, not just to potentially your customers, but also to the world or the communities that you serve. So you look at a company like Unilever, and I mean, all companies kind of go through cycles, and Unilever does too. but one of the things that has been really consistent in their history has been this idea of answering the call. So they step in to solve not just how do they sell more soap, but how do they make sure that the communities where they're selling soap are getting the maximum benefit from that by learning about things like personal hygiene, right? Like how do they take that one step further? And I think in all of our businesses, we can think about, are we answering the call? Are we creating that extra value that solves a higher order problem for our customers or for the communities where they live and where we contribute the most?
Well, Dr. Williamson, it certainly has been great to have had you, and thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today. A lot of rich information, and definitely this book is a must read. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip along the lines of our conversation today?
Eric, I would just say for all of your listeners, I know how hard it is to build a business and to be an entrepreneur and also to be in the mix with much bigger companies. And just hold on to that sense of energy and optimism. When you feel it flagging, ask your friends, ask your family, ask your customers for the reinforcement that you need to re-engage with it, because it really will carry you through and it will keep you focused on doing the things that matter most, on answering the call and on creating value, not just for your customers, but also for, as I said before, your employees, your communities, your investors, whoever else might be important in your world. So stay in touch with that sense of optimism that started you on the road, and you will have great success.
And that's certainly what we're after. Dr. Williamson, where can listeners get all the information about you, your book, the Kerrigan's Group, and also how could they be in touch?
Sure. We'd love for you to visit our website. It is kerrigansgroup.com. I'll spell that for you quickly. K-A-R-R-I-K-I-N-S, group, G-R-O-U-P.com. And Matter is available through Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and a couple other more common outlets like in the airports and things like that. So we would love to hear from you if you have a chance to pick it up and read it, or visit our website and see what else we do.
Fantastic. Dr. Williamson, again, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Absolutely, Eric. Thank you so much for having me.
And it was with great pleasure we've been speaking with, once again, Dr. Julie Williamson, PhD, the Chief Growth Enabler of Kerrigan's Group, responsible for strategy and research. She's also the co-author of Matter, Move Beyond the Competition, Create More Value, and Become the Obvious Choice. And for all the details, visit kerrigansgroup.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live in the new app. Coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks, you can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.